Tonight's guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is not only a singer and songwriter, but an expert on all kinds of acoustic stringed instruments, since he's co-owner of a place that specializes in them. He's got a brand new album of original songs called Can You Hear Me Now? And he'll share one of those tunes with us tonight. I'd like to welcome Jacob Burns to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Nice to meet you, Jake. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
You come from a musical family, and in fact, your dad has a lot to do with your vocation, performing. You share a lot, songwriting, performing, and also your day job as well. Tell us about your relationship.
My father taught me almost everything I know about singing and playing my instrument. I first began getting an electric guitar for Christmas when I was 11 or 12 years old, and didn't know how to play it, but he taught me my first chords and kind of went on from there to play acoustic guitar, where I found my passion.
And you work together as well.
Yeah, we do. We sing at different venues in the Hudson Valley, and sometimes we make it down to the New York City area. We work together at Main Street Music here in Beacon, New York. We sell stringed instruments of all kinds, mainly acoustic.
It sounds like you two have a fantastic relationship, but does that dynamic ever switch between equal adults to its initial father-son relationship?
It switches back and forth quite a bit, but we try to do our business when we're here and do the family matters when we're at home.
I hear that your mom and your brother have also been very supportive of your musical career. Tell us a little bit about them.
My mother is a school teacher in the daytime, but she always wants to hear my newest songs, and I share a lot of my music with my mother. My brother, he's up at college right now, but when he's home, he tries to support me and come out to my gigs and listen to my music.
I hear that one of your musical mentors was the late Pete Seeger. First of all, how did you meet?
Well, I met Pete probably when I was 2 or 3 years old, and I was at a Beacon Sloop Club festival down at the river. My dad told Pete that my name was Jacob Lee Burns, and he just was fascinated that my dad chose to name me after the late Lee Hayes, which was one of the Weavers. Weavers was one of the first groups Pete Seeger was in.
Pete took so many artists under that giant wing of his. How did he go to bat for you as time went on?
He was always there for me in little ways, even if it was at a coffee shop that I decided to play my music at. He would come out, support me, and he came with Toshi once to Bank Square Coffee House right here in Beacon, where I was just playing with my father back when I was 17 or 18. And we called him up on stage at the end, and he sang a song with us. And he was just always kind of a mentor, but another grandfather to me.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is Beacon-based singer-songwriter Jacob Burns. As I mentioned in the intro, Jake, you have a lot of love of all acoustic stringed instruments. How many do you actually play?
Well, I play guitar, which is my main instrument. I play a little mandolin and fiddle with the banjo.
If I'm reading between the lines correctly on your CD jacket, you initially wrote songs, but you put the process aside for a while. Why was that, and what caused you to start it up again?
Work got in the way. I was going to school at Dutchess Community College, and so I got a little waylaid with doing my own music. It's hard to make a living doing music. You can do it for the passion of it, but it's hard to get off the ground without having it out there. I started it up again because my friend Jeff Haynes, the producer of this album, offered me to come over to his studio and record some of my songs, but he wouldn't charge me, and I would just give him what I had at the time, and we began to have this beautiful friendship over my music.
Jake, do you use the guitar in your songwriting mostly?
Yeah, I usually sit down with the guitar and progress going line by line.
Do the words come first, or the melody, or do they kind of happen together?
They kind of happen together, almost like a classical piece would. I set out my melody, but I'm also singing over it.
And what inspires you to write the songs?
Well, a lot of them come out from recent years, and Yesterday's News comes out from a relationship I had a few years ago. They're just songs about life. I experiment with whatever at the time I'm thinking of taking on. So if I decided that I wanted to write a traditional piece, I try to embody myself in a traditional world of music and try to put myself in that position. Same with folk music.
Your new CD is called Can You Hear Me Now? You said that Jeff Haynes produced it, and he also recorded it for you, correct?
He did. He was the engineer and producer.
And your dad plays on it, too, your dad, David. Who else plays on it?
There's many Hudson Valley musicians on it. There's Richie Stearns playing banjo on Turn the Radio On. There's Rob Sheps, a soprano saxophone player, on a few tracks. Casey Erdman is a vocalist that's also on Yesterday's News.
You're listening to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Beacon-based singer-songwriter Jacob Burns. I noticed that your shop in Beacon is a hub for local musicians, not just with the selling of instruments, but there seems to be a community that's developed around your ongoing song circles. Tell us a little bit more about those, Jake.
Our song circles run usually every second Saturday, which has kind of become a mecca in Beacon for people coming up from the city and beyond, actually. And what we do here at Main Street Music is a song circle where we circle up the chairs and people come in and share songs or they come in to listen. We share wine, cheese, and music together on second Saturday.
If someone wants to join in, what would the requirements be?
We don't really have requirements for the song circle other than come and enjoy. Come sing a song with us, bring an instrument.
Jake, will you be playing anywhere else in the area in the near future?
I'll be playing at the Walkabout Clearwater Coffee House. And I'm still working on some other venues.
Give us your website and your other social media links so that we can learn where else you're going to be playing in the near future and we can listen to more of your album.
I post a lot of my things on the Main Street Music website, which is jakesmainstreetmusic.com, and also on my own website, folkmusiclives.com.
The song that we've chosen to share tonight, as we've mentioned, is called Yesterday's News, and you mentioned that this is about a relationship. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's just about going through the struggles of a relationship, good and bad. In yesterday's news, I just referenced the newspapers and the progress of going through a relationship when you're on the spotlight. I feel like everyone makes their own interpretations of my music, and I just hope they enjoy it.
Jacob Burns, thanks so much for sharing the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight with me tonight. All the best with your new CD, Can You Hear Me Now, your shop, your upcoming gigs, and everything else musical in your life. Here's Jacob Burns with yesterday's news on 100.7 WHUD.
Yesterday's news, bring me tomorrow's sun. I'll be here today. I know she'll be the last one to read up for her studies and to take her last exam. I know when the bell rings, I'll be standing there in front of her. Ooh, Layla. She was gone and left nothing more than memories tainted and one glass left to pour. So I turned to the cold and the restless in the streets, walked home in the night, met the girl in my sleep, but ooh, Layla. So now as I think, I wonder about the times, a beautiful smile with a chance for a pickup line. But no, I said, it's still too late, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing left here for fate.